This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Another departure at the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court means that Governor Baker could reshape the state's highest court. Justice Fernanda Duffley announced today that she's planning to retire this summer. Hers is the third retirement announced in just the past week, joining Justices Francis Spina and Robert Cordy. In addition, two other justices will reach retirement age before Governor Baker's term ends, which means that Baker will have the opportunity to nominate five new justices to the seven-member bench. So to talk about what effect this turnover could have on the SJC, we're joined by Nancy Gertner. She's a current professor at the Harvard Law School and a retired federal judge. Judge Gertner, it's great to have you back on the show.
Nice to be here.
So what do you make of this high-speed turnover on the state's highest court?
Well, this is a shock. We knew that there would be four people who were approaching the mandatory retirement age. I have to admit that Justice Duffley is has about 4 or 5 years until retirement. So this really is a shock and a dramatic turn for a superb court, a superb court.
Now, just to put this in a little bit of perspective, Governor Patrick did appoint five members to the bench, but that was in a span of his 8 years in office. I mean, assuming Governor Baker stays in office, he's going to have the chance to appoint five in less than 3 years. I mean, I wonder, sort of, there's always the political considerations here, but what about just the sheer fact of institutional knowledge about on the court itself that departs with these departing justices?
Well, the institutional knowledge is that's to some degree easy. This is a court that follows precedent, and so that's something that's part of what any justice coming on would know about. But there is a question of the relationship amongst the justices. There's a certain level of cordiality, of a certain level of working together that will change with new people coming on so quickly. So that matters. That's the interpersonal stuff. That certainly matters. The other thing is to have appointments over 8 years means that you can stop and pause and take some time to fill those appointments. This is going to be filling these positions at really a breakneck speed in what I really believe is one of the very, very best courts in the country.
Right. And as an aside, Judge Gertner, I was thinking, institutional knowledge at the Massachusetts SJC dates back to the 17th century, right?
Right, right. 18th century.
18th century.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah. I mean, it is the oldest continuously functioning appellate court in the country, in the Western Hemisphere, actually, interpreting one of the oldest constitutions. So it's a very special place. People don't understand. The Supreme Court decides 80 cases. The U.S. Supreme Court decides 80 cases in a year. The SJC decides 200, with another 600 decided by the single justice, which is a separate session. So this is a court, we talk about the U.S. Supreme Court, but this is a court that actually affects Massachusetts residents much more intimately and much more directly.
Now, what about the idea of the mandatory retirement age? I mean, is it time for that idea at the SJC for itself to be retired?
I'm not the right person to ask for that.
I'm going to ask you anyway.
No, because as far as I was concerned, I retired from the federal bench when I was 65. And, 65 is the new 40, as far as I'm concerned, or even younger. It is true that we're younger at that age than we used to be. But on the other hand, I am ambivalent. On the one hand, it's a good thing to have new voices on the court, on any court. On the other hand, 70 looks a lot younger than it used to me. So it's hard to say. But quite apart from the 70, though, this is really a major shakeup in a very short amount of time. And to the extent that the mandatory retirement contributed to that, that should give us pause.
Let's face it, one of the reasons why this is a very compelling moment at the court is because of the types of cases that the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court itself hears. I mean, this is the court that decided the first in the nation law on gay marriage, for example. So,
right.
So let me ask you, are there political considerations or concerns when it comes to, the governor, whomever the governor might be, who chooses or who nominates the next justices to that particular bench?
all judicial appointments have become politicized. That's sort of the nature of the beast now, which is really unfortunate. This court, however, in one sense, has become the least politicized. I mean, Governor Patrick's nominees did not encounter the kind of divisions that Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court candidates have encountered. So I actually think that most Massachusetts governors have been extraordinarily responsible, recognizing that you really want the very, very best. You really want the very, very best for this court, and they have had the very, very best for this court. There have been so many instances over the past, 40 years where the SJC has decided something and the U.S. Supreme Court has followed. Mm. Or a situation where the SJC has dove into an issue like cell phone location information and decided it before the Supreme Court has. This is a court that is really engaged in the most significant issues of our time and is widely, widely respected. Gay marriage is only the beginning of the discussion, but there are many, many more.
Dozens and dozens, in fact. I mean, it is very much a proving ground for major ideas, in American jurisprudence. I'm looking at a statement from Governor Baker today saying, quote, "We look forward to ensuring the SJC will continue to fulfill its mission through the consideration of a diverse and broad set of candidates from across Massachusetts who bring outstanding intellectual and legal skills, strong work ethic, and measured temperament and sense of justice to the Commonwealth's highest court." Judge Gertner, in the last minute that we have here, in your mind, what are the qualities that you look for in an SJC justice?
Well, the easy part is to say the very bright work ethic, the kinds of things that Governor Baker talked about. But the court is facing major innovative questions, questions having to do with electronic privacy, questions having to do with eyewitness identification, new kinds of challenges in criminal law and criminal procedure, new kinds of privacy incursions. You really need a court that's willing to put the law in the context of modern times. I might add also, this was a court that had 4 women out of 7, which is remarkable. This is a court that had the first Asian American. That was Justice Duffley. Jerry Hines is approaching retirement age, the first African American woman on the court. This was a treasure, and I really hope that Governor Baker continues its traditions.
Nancy Gertner is a professor at Harvard Law School and a retired federal judge speaking to us today from across the river at Harvard University. Judge Gertner, it is always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Great to talk to you.
And I'm sorry if I keep asking you questions that you think you're not the right person for, but I'm going to do it anyway, following your own example.
That's all right.
Thanks again, Judge Gertner.
Take care.
We'll be back in just a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.